Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is here. He's full of word, full of victory. Glory to
God. Praise God.
And if we'll listen to him, we'll be full of faith and our faith will grow.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Our faith is growing. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about no more limits, enlarging your capacity for greater faith.
Amen.
And before we get into this, though, a couple of things I wanted to mention. First of all of these outlines are available to you on kcm.org. You can download them, print them out, teach them, share them. And all of the 218 now broadcasts that we've done together, those are available to you.
That's a life study. We're going to make you a doctor of something.
Second thing I want to mention is just before we went on the air here for the broadcast, I just want to read this scripture to you. Gloria shared it with us. And it just so stunned me. And listen to this. In Psalm 109:17. It says, as he loved cursing, so let it come on to him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels. The Hebrew there on the side reference says, come within him, like water and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as a garment which covers him and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Gloria, that was, when you read that, we were actually going to one of the scriptures we were going to teach, and she went by this scripture here, and that is absolutely stunning. It is a stunning scripture.
People don't think anything about, a lot, you know, you do if you're a church goer, if you're spiritual, but a lot of people just talk awful.
Yeah.
And they don't think anything about it. And they don't realize here's what to say, it has repercussions.
It does.
It comes back.
It does.
So if you use slang terms and words that are not nice or not good, stop it. Don't call yourself those things.
Or if you're one of those that you say about yourself, I'm so stupid. I can't remember. I can't remember where I leave things. I can't remember. That is cussing in the spirit. That is a spirit cussing. And if this works, and we'll move on from here, but if this works, as he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. This applies to speaking well over yourself. If you love the word, so let it come unto you.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people, I realize a lot of people are raised with people that curse.
Right.
I was raised that
right.
way. And it's just, you know, you don't think anything about it, but really it's deadly. It is deadly.
Right.
And so teach your children. Everybody tries to teach their children that, but you got to get
You've
it over
do
to
it.
Them.
You've got to do
don't
it.
Don't do it yourself, and certainly not in front of your children, but you shouldn't do it yourself.
Well, you were talking a moment ago, and I won't say the word, but you was talking a moment ago about growing up and the people that you grew up around, and an answer, like a slang answer to something, like you tell them something like, oh, wow, the bridge collapsed down there. And he said, well, I'll be.
Yeah.
And when you say that actually, according to the word, goes down into you like water and goes into you like
oil. That's what the Bible says.
That's what the Bible says. Yeah. So not only do we clean up our mouths where that kind of language is concerned, we also clean up our mouths. We're speaking doubt, unbelief, things against ourselves. Our kids kids always get sick before we go on vacation. You know, a laugh.
Once you get the revelation of Mark 11, you shut up.
Yeah.
You don't say things.
Once you get the revelation of Mark 11,
it works against you.
You'll shut up
right here.
Oh, that's good, Gloria. That's good. I remember you and Kenneth talking about when you discovered the power of your spoken words, and how he would say something, and you'd correct him, and he said, I didn't say that. You say, yeah, you did, Kenneth. You said that. And you were helping each other. Or, you know, Terry and I have done this before where we'll say, well, I'll agree with that if that's what you want.
Yeah.
And so
why are they called curse words?
Oh, because
they open the door
to the curse.
That's right. So that settles it.
That settles it. Zip. That's it. No All more right. cursing. We're talking about enlarging our capacity for faith. And I mean, if you're cursing, then you can't enlarge your capacity for faith. You're going to slow your faith down
you're
to a halt.
You're enlarging your capacity for something else.
Yeah, for doom
really,
and destruction.
When you think about it with your mouth, you're always enlarging your capacity.
For something.
But what you're saying depends on what capacity for what. So think about it. You know, if you talk poverty all the time, if you talk being broke all the time, we're always broke. We can't afford this. We can't afford. Our car's always breaking down. Really, that's equivalent to cursing. You're putting a curse on yourself and your car. No wonder your car's not any good.
Stupid car.
Start saying good things about your car.
That's right.
You say, yeah, but my car is an old car. Well, we had an old car, but we talked good about it because it was the only old car we had.
That's it.
So we talked good about our car.
You know, when Jeremy was in elementary school, he had a science project. And in this science project, he took two plants. And we used the scripture, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And with one plant, he spoke wonderful words over that plant. You're a good plant. You're growing. You're strong. He spoke to the other plant. You're not a good plant. You're not growing. And Gloria...
And he treated them the same except for the words.
Same water, same sunlight, same position, except for the words. And Terry and I were watching this experiment.
Awesome.
It took, he took 2 weeks to do it. And we were watching the plants and we're coming closer and closer to the day that it's due in school and nothing was changing until the last day. And on the last day, the one that he was speaking words against began to shrivel up. I kid you not. I have pictures, Gloria.
So it was an instant, pictures. But it happened.
It kept working on that plant and we were all like, oh my. This works.
You know, that shows me something else, too. Now, that's the negative side.
Yes.
The positive side is, that's the way faith works. You can't see what it's doing. You can't, when you release your faith many
that's
times,
right.
like, let's just say you release your faith for money. You need some money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's happening right now to get that money to you. And so if you start talking negative words, you will never know because the process will never finish. It's like that plant.
That's right.
So
we
learn to say only
yes.
what we want to come to pass.
That's right. And that is part of what we're talking about today in enlarging your capacity for faith. Yeah. We have to act on the Word. Acting on the Word is speaking the Word of God. That's one of the things that you do when you're acting
right.
on the Word of God.
Right.
And to enlarge our capacity for faith, as I wrote here, we must apply the principle of total immersion.
That's right.
We've got to become single-minded on the Word.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We have to feed on the Word.
That's good, George.
We have to meditate the Word. And you have to act on the Word.
Yeah, that's good.
Scripture that we read yesterday, and we'll read it here from the Amplified in Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written therein. For then you'll make your way prosperous, you'll deal wisely, and you'll have good success.
That's it.
This scripture here in James, Gloria, is so, so important. James 1:22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. That is important
That's
when
right.
we're talking about enlarging your capacity to believe God. We must be doers of the Word of God.
So if you're not a doer, you're kidding yourself. You're deceiving yourself.
If you're not a doer,
you're not
you
a
are
doer
kidding
of
yourself.
The word, you're not going to get whatever
yep,
it is.
That's right.
So you think you might, but you won't. Be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only. So we obey the Word. If we want to have faith, we do what the Word says.
Yes.
We do what the Lord
yes.
tells us to do. You know, as an individual or as what's written here.
That's right.
And it brings success.
The couple of translations that I found here, the NIV, do not merely listen to the Word.
I like that.
And so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
Amen.
And again, that's the way you build your capacity for faith. You be a doer of the Word. You exercise your faith.
That's right.
The Message translation says, don't fool yourself into thinking that you're a listener when you're anything else but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear.
Amen.
Act Hallelujah. On the things that you hear.
Yeah.
Act on the things that we're talking about here. Because if we're ever going to go up to a higher level of greater faith, then we're going to have to be doers of the Word of
That's
God.
Right.
We're going to have to act on the things that
and
we see.
That means, excuse me, go ahead and
no,
finish
please.
The thought. That means we believe what we say according to the Word of God. We know you got to come to a place where you know your words have power.
Yes. Yes.
For you
yes.
are against you.
Yes.
Now, how are you going to use your words? You're going to yes. use them in your behalf
mm-hmm.
for your benefit? Or are you going to say those words to turn things away?
That's it.
Give you problems. I mean, you have to. You cannot receive by faith and talk negative about it, about whatever
That's right.
it is. In other words, if you're believing for healing, and, you know, every time somebody comes around to see you, you tell them how you hurt and how sick you are,
right,
and how
right,
miserable
right.
you are. No miracle's going to happen in that
it's
atmosphere.
It's not going to happen.
You say, I'm healed. I believe I received my healing. I'm healed in Jesus' name. You say, yeah, but I still hurt. You don't have to tell it, do you? You don't have to say it. Say you're healed, so
yes.
you've got an opportunity to change things. Amen?
So what you're saying right there, Gloria, is speaking the Word of God is probably foundational to acting on the Word of God.
Absolutely.
Speaking the Word over yourself is being a doer of the Word.
Here's the thing. What does the Bible say? Out of the abundance of the heart,
mm-hmm.
the mouth speaks.
So
if you're having trouble speaking positively,
yep. what you put down,
you've got to change this down here. How do you do that? With the Word of God. Put it in your eyes, in your ears, get it in your heart. What does the Bible say? Meditate on it day and night. Get rid of that negative
I like the Gloria Copeland version of that scripture.
What is
do you
it?
Know what that is?
No, I don't.
From the abundance of the heart, the mouth leaks.
Well,
I remember when you said
true.
That.
I had forgotten that. That's right.
So what's ever down in there, it's going to come out.
I have to be careful when George is around. He remembers what I say.
Look at page 2. I want to show you something, Gloria. There was a word from the Lord that Brother Copeland gave at November 10th of 2011. This was in Washington, D.C. Listen to this word, Gloria.
Okay.
The Lord said, I have a great storehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Much more has been stored up in the storehouse of riches beyond your wildest dream.
Ooh, hallelujah.
That I've laid up for you before the foundation of the world. Much more is stored up there than what the church has ever called for, ever called
yeah.
for.
Uh-huh.
I've never held back on the church, saith the Lord, and the God of plenty.
That.
I've made it available to you. I put it in my word. I gave you promise and stood behind it with the blood, the precious blood of your Savior. But there has been a backwardness in my people about laying hold of the
true?
Things that I've provided for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, there is a people in the land. There's a people around the world.
Yes,
there's a people
right.
strong and mighty, growing much stronger and much mightier and more bold to lay hold
like that,
and
you?
Put their claim of faith on the things that I've laid before you. And
Hallelujah.
It thrills me, saith the Lord, because it's been yours all the time.
Start saying, I'm more bold to lay hold.
I am more bold
more
to lay
bold
hold. I'm
to
more
lay
bold
hold.
To lay hold.
Isn't that good?
I'm getting stronger
That's
and stronger.
That's the word of the Lord.
I see in Jesus' name a facility out here that would hold 50,000 people.
Amen.
I see 100,000 people in this church. I see, and you know, I don't know if this is the will of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, but I would love to see a convention center that we could have to do our conventions in. Think about that, Gloria. Think about not having to have to stay in a hotel
that
to go to convention.
Just run home. Glory
and,
to God.
And you know,
more bold to lay hold.
More bold to lay
well,
hold.
Well, what does the Bible say, George? All things are possible to him that believes.
That's right.
You want a convention
That's
center?
Right.
Get you a convention center.
Would you and Kenneth like a paid-for convention
yes,
center so you
amen.
Can have a convention out here?
Glory
okay.
to God. Let's
okay.
lay hold.
Let's lay hold.
Okay.
And you know something, this scripture, we just have a few moments left, but let's the scripture in Joshua 18, you don't have to turn to it because it's right there.
Okay.
We have to take it all.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot hold back. It says, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. The land was subdued before them.
Yeah.
And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not yet taken their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, mm-hmm. How long are you slack to go possess the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given unto you? How long, the New Living Translation says, are you going to wait before taking possession of the remaining land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given unto you?
How long?
Now, I like this Message translation. How long are you going to sit around on your hands and put off taking possession of the land that God has given to you?
Wow.
And the question I ask here is, how long are you going to keep putting off taking the next level of prosperity
Praise God.
Your life?
Amen. read three there.
Deuteronomy 1:8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land.
The land was there.
Yep, it
was
right
ready.
There.
It was a good land, the Bible says. What did they have to do? They had to take it.
They had to take it.
Glory
they had to go in.
What do we have
they
to
had
do?
To get it. We have to do the same
it.
Thing. We have
now,
to
and,
be.
And look at Mark 11. It says, believe you receive when you pray.
Yes.
If you look that word up, receive, it means to take it. Take it when you pray.
Well, that's my last point there, Gloria.
Do
Mark 11, 24. What things soever you desire, you're right on target.
Yeah.
When you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. And the word receive in the Greek means to take it. You must seize it with a grip you cannot shake it off.
That really helped me on faith when I realized that the word receive, mm-hmm. translated receive mm-hmm. in the Greek is take. It's one thing to, you give me an apple, you give me that apple, I can take it. It's another thing
Here's a pair.
If I take it.
Whoa, she took it.
There you have it.
There you got it.
Amen.
You got it.
Woo.
And that's what we have to do. We have to be doers of the Word of God.
Right.
You know, I remember the account in Scripture about the man who was a hearer, but not a doer.
Mm-hmm.
And he built a house. One of them built a house. And he built his house on sand. The other one built his house on the rock. And he was likening that to the difference between the person who is a doer and who is not a doer. The storm came.
Oh, yeah. I haven't ever used
storm
that
storm came and just blew down the house of the one who was not a doer of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But the one who was a doer, he was in the same storm, same condition, same situation, but that storm could not touch his house.
Praise God. George, we've said some good things here today.
Some things have been declared.
Makes me excited.
And so,
that's just the way faith works. Glory to God.
Let's just pray right now together.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we become greater doers of the Word
yes,
of God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you and we thank
Praise
you.
Praise God.
We thank you, Lord, that you've given us your Word.
Yes,
we thank you that
it.
You've laid out a land before this that all we have to do is take possession of it. But Father, we recognize that we must be doers of the Word of God in order for our faith to be exercised and
Praise
for us
God.
To come up to the next level of faith and to see ourselves enlarging in our capacity to receive everything
Thank
that we
you,
have.
Lord.
So we declare
we
before
take
you,
it.
We say this after me, Gloria. We're all saying it to each other.
Okay.
Say this after me. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am a doer of the Word.
I am a doer of the Word.
And not a hearer only.
And not a hearer only.
I act on the Word of God.
I act on the Word of God.
The more I act on God's Word,
the more I act on God's Word,
the stronger my faith becomes.
Stronger my faith becomes.
I am walking in strong faith.
I am walking in strong faith.
And I'm getting stronger every day.
And I'm getting stronger every day.
I am strong in the Lord.
I am strong in the Lord.
And in the power of His might.
And in the power of His might.
I am able to see what God sees.
I am able to see what God sees.
And fulfill what He wants done.
And fulfill what He wants done.
I believe I receive.
I believe I receive.
And I will do it in Jesus' name.
And I will do it in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I
Glory to God.
Glory
Thank
to God.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, I'm thinking about just all of the different things that you and Kenneth have done through the years and how you have been doers of the Word of God.
Praise
you,
God.
You have been an example before us. And I've just watched you. I've just watched you over and over again. I remember the day that Brother Copeland, I remember one of the 30, in excess of 30 aircraft that have been given from this ministry.
Yeah.
I remember one of them in particular. We were in a position where we could have sold that airplane in order to put the money towards the Citation 10. But the Lord spoke a clear word to Brother Copeland, and he obeyed and sowed the airplane instead. Now, we were there when that aircraft was sowed, mm-hmm. and the person that received it was just beside themselves.
I guess.
But what I see, what I've learned through Kenneth and Gloria Copeland over the years, is they're not just hearers of the Word of God. They are doers to such a degree that you don't even see what we see here behind the scenes of all of the giving that takes place, the sowing that takes place. His sowing is stunning, isn't it?
It is stunning.
It is
breathtaking.
It is breathtaking.
I can't say enough
it about it. It is. But he is a man, you are a woman who, you both of you, are doers of the Praise Word of God. And because of that, I have watched your faith get stronger and stronger.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm right behind you.
All right.
I'm right behind you guys. And my faith is getting stronger and stronger too.
Amen.
I am a doer of the Word of God.
I am a doer.
And because of that, our faith is increasing.
Praise
and
God.
It is
glory
enlarging. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Gloria.
We're out of time, are we? Yep. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.